your Ali C today.
Hi, everybody. Kate and Lady America tonight, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We're going to go east inside the Beltway, as we always do at the top of the show, to get the buzz in D.C. from Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Victoria, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You know, with the, I think the buzz, and I might be wrong, you could set me straight if this isn't true, but if I were ranking things, because I had a couple of texts on it, the White House asking Attorney General Eric Holder to stop fighting for the Defense of Marriage Act. Wow, isn't that a big reversal?
Yeah, it's a big reversal. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary when you have the Washington Post starting paragraphs with the phrases like, in an extraordinary change. Yes. So that it is extraordinary. It's highly unusual that something like this would happen. Then they say a rare legal reversal. So, yes, it is very, very unusual. Basically, the Justice Department had appealed the decision of a federal judge in Massachusetts who struck down the Defense of Marriage Act in July. And it said it was obligated to defend federal statutes. And then basically Eric Holder, the attorney general, said today, you know something? They did an extensive review, and they determined that, including President Obama, that the law's key section is unconstitutional. And so that the president has instructed the department not to defend the statute in court. And the reason they've announced it now is there's a court-imposed filing deadline in two new legal challenges, one in New York and one in Connecticut. Not because Speaker Boehner has been critical of the timing of this, basically saying, look, we're all focused on the economy. Why are they doing this? Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why they say they're doing this now.
All right. So deadlines, court filings, New York and Connecticut. Thanks. That was very helpful. President Obama breaking his silence on Libya. What did he have to say?
Well, he had quite a bit to say. He said it with Secretary Clinton standing by his side. The first thing that he was saying was that the national security team's been working around the clock to monitor the situation and to coordinate with international partners about a way forward. And then saying also that we're doing everything that we can to protect American citizens and that that's the highest priority. And that could account for why they haven't said very much. You know, until they can get Americans out, they don't want to really inflame the situation. So they're trying to get Americans out. Then strongly condemning the use of violence, deepest condolences, and then saying the suffering and bloodshed is outrageous, unacceptable, so are the threats and orders to shoot peaceful protesters and further punish the people of Libya, violate international norms and every standard of common decency. Violence must stop. These are human rights. They're not negotiable. And he went on. And he also talked about how this same message is being delivered by the European Union, the Arab League, and everybody else. And basically, you know, it's imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, he was saying, in a volatile situation like this one.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. So we're just going to watch and wait and get the Americans out. We're all on government shutdown watch here on America tonight. We've been handicapping it, and who knows? I mean, we really don't know. You're closer to the situation. You see the tug of war. What do you think, Victoria? Because the deadlines are really coming up. We're March 4th.
Yeah, next Friday. And, of course, they're out this week. They come back next week, and they've got to try and do a deal. Oh, I think it's more than 50% likely at this point. Now, who knows, they could do a deal, but these are not people who really like each other very much and who don't really want to deal. Now, at the moment, Speaker Boehner has just floated this plan, which is quite clever, actually, because it sounds good, but it's exactly the same as the bill that they just passed. It's a $2 billion a week cut plan. So they're saying, look, we could have cut $4 billion for 2 weeks, and it's a stopgap spending bill. And that's reasonable. It's only $4 billion, and we'll have this bill for 2 weeks while we talk. And so the American people will say, the theory is, well, that's not bad. It's only $4 million. Well, it's $2 million a week. $2 billion a week.
Yeah, $2 billion a week.
So that adds up to over $100 billion. In a year.
That's a lot. Difference. There's a difference with the B and the M. We found that out with the big computer mistake that time. So, yes.
Yeah, sorry. So it's 2 billion a week. It's 100 billion a year. So it's a lot, but it won't sound like a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. A lot happening. And next week, as you said, so everybody knows, they're out this week, back next week.
Yes.
Yeah, they needed a vacation, from the squabbling,
well, they
right?
claim it's a work period, is what they call it.
Right. It means you got to shake hands, go back and kiss some babies, you know, do that thing with the constituents, I think.
Yes.
Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. Talk Radio News. Thank you very much. And so continuing down that path and handicapping Libya and the situation there, really, who knows what the actual death toll is, but the deal is that Muammar Gaddafi is certainly on thin ice. Somebody asked me today if I wanted to be part of a pool. I'm not kidding. Gaddafi, get the blank out of your pool. And you had to pick between the next starting on Friday, the Friday all the way through for the next 29 days after that. So 30 days, basically. In the 30-day period, pick the day, kind of like our nail the score, nail the day Gaddafi is killed or leaves Tripoli. And I just thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. I said, how many people have signed? And these are people who shall remain nameless that are journalists. I said, how many people are in this pool? We got 25. So I didn't have a lot of choices in the slots, let's say. A lot of people making bets on when he's going to go. And you heard Victoria say, carefully in Washington, they're condemning Gaddafi because there are still Americans trying to get out of Tripoli. So they don't want to jeopardize their chances of getting out for fear that something could happen, as we've seen. Like, look what happened in Egypt. And what's interesting, too, so they've sharpened the words a little bit in talking about the wide swath of unrest in Libya. But at the same time, Obama himself is not completely ripping Gaddafi to shreds, like we said, because for fear, certainly, of the Americans that are there. But boy, what kind of effect is it having on oil? You know, oil is up to $100 a barrel. $100 a barrel. I haven't seen that on the New York Mercantile Exchange since like 2008. Anybody holding any kind of oil stock is probably happy about it because oil is up and down, baby. I mean, it is up and down, but that is a huge number. The other part of the oil price is hitting 100 a barrel. What does that mean? Well, it means when you pull up to fill up, what are you going to pay at the pump? There have been crazy exaggerated stories that get ready for $15. You're going to pay $15 at the pump. You're not going to pay $15 at the pump. Not tomorrow, not in the next 2 weeks. Are we going to see increases? Have we already seen increases? Absolutely. And once again, we have people listening to America Tonight all over the world. How much are you paying for gas in China? How much are you paying for gas in Australia? How much in the UK? California, I checked today, pretty much over $4, especially Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, the bigger cities. Meet me on the flip side. We got odds and ends.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So how many people out there, be real about this, you can hit me up on chat, email, americantonight.net, or you can give us a jingle, it's an 800 number, you know it, 800-259-5791. How many of you listening to this show have ever prank called anyone? Have you ever done it? You know, maybe you were 10 years old. Maybe you were in a dorm somewhere and you thought it was funny. I don't know. Prank calls, I think they're funny to hear when people have told me about prank calls. I've never done a prank call. I haven't done it. Do you realize that they actually have a website for prank calls? And it's called Prank Dial. So what you do there is you send the prank phone calls to your friends for free. You just select whatever type of thing you're trying to play the dozens on. You know, whatever the deal is, you put it in and give their phone number and then they send it off. Okay, so the reason I'm bringing up the prank call is because the governor of Wisconsin had to talk about the prank call that he received. And I'd have to say it probably was a little bit embarrassing. I mean, I'm sure it was embarrassing. How do you know? He was so fooled by this. And it's all over the internet, by the way. The prank call's all over the internet. We're going to have to get that for you. It's all over the internet. But the governor was lured into discussing his strategy to get rid of the unions. And he promised never to give in. He even joked at one point during this call that he would use a baseball bat in his office to go after political opponents. He thought the caller was a conservative billionaire named David Koch. But actually, the prank caller was the editor of a online newspaper, a very liberal online newspaper. And he talked for 20 minutes. They went back and forth for 20 minutes. And in the conversation, besides saying the thing about the baseball bat, the governor talked about a couple of different ways to pressure Democrats to come back to the state house. And he also said during the conversation that his supporters had considered secretly planting people in pro-union protest crowds to stir the pot. Oh, talk about lifting up your dress, so to speak. Are you kidding me? So the reason the prankster identified himself as this guy, by the way, Koch, is because the governor is pretty friendly with the billionaire and his brother. And they've put millions of dollars into a bunch of conservative political causes, including Walker's campaign. So there's the scoop on that. And some of the cracks... Walker compared his a couple of different things. He compared the stand that he's taking now with all of the protesters, you know, day 10, as the same as Reagan when he fired the air traffic controllers. Remember that way back when during a labor fight in 81. So the audio was posted on this website in Buffalo, New York, and it's all over the place, but it's called Buffalo Beast, and they came up with it, the idea to prank him. And the guy who actually pranked the governor, his name is Ian Murphy. So he arranged the call after talking with a couple of Walker's so-called gatekeepers or aides, and he placed the call using Skype, and he recorded it, too. How about that? Wow. And what is he going to do after this? It's all over the Internet. It's crazy. He's saying pointed things. He's saying we were going to plant people in the crowd. We thought about doing that. Some conservatives thought about doing it. And I'm like, yeah. Put him in there so we know what's going on. And, I mean, really, all the governor can do, and that's what he did do, is he just said that he was fooled. But he's sticking to his message that the union has to be changed. Otherwise, we don't have a balanced budget in Wisconsin. So what do you say, America? Fair or foul? Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like the crowds in Madison. Here's the thing. The thing is, all bets are off. The aides let the guy through. He pranked him. He got him. And then he was cozying up to him, of course, thinking it was the man who's pumping money into his campaign or has pumped money into his campaign. So naturally, he says things that would go along with if I have to politically beat him up with a baseball bat, or if we have to plant people in the union crowds, and then it's all on tape, baby. How crazy is that? So at this point, and this tops odds and ends, it's just too funny. Like I said, how many of you have ever made a prank phone call? I'm thinking a few of you aren't copping to it. I'd say anyone under 30 who's a guy, you've made a prank phone call. Under 30, I think you've made a prank phone call. Or somebody was trying to goad you to do it, and you just didn't take the bait. You didn't do it. Here's the thing, too. With the website, this Buffalo website, he got himself huge national publicity because everybody wanted to talk to him. And Ian Murphy, as I said, was his name. So he gets publicity. That's the goal. He goes viral. And everybody's going to the website. And he got the governor. I mean, it was a real gotcha call. I can't really take big swings at Murphy because fair is fair. He called up. The idiots didn't really screen it well or didn't know or just didn't pay attention. I don't know. And they let him through and thought that was the real billionaire. He was that good in what he presented. I can't think that the voice would be dead on because I don't think he really did any acting. So bravo for Ian Murphy. He sucked him in and he got him to say a few things that would stick in the craw of the people who want to see the unions stick. So we've had more than a week of protests at that Capitol, and the Republican-controlled state assembly began debating the bill on Tuesday, and you still have dozens of Democratic amendments before they take this break, and they're expected to take a vote on the bill. They were expected to do that by the end of the day. But the problem is you have Democrats who are hiding out in Illinois. They're hiding out in Illinois. They don't want to come back because they want to, of course, drag it out, which makes sense. If you're playing for that team and you're pro-union, that's what you want to do. But now you've got a lot of anti-union proposals and protests and all this other stuff. There's actually protests, believe it or not, on the other side in a bunch of states. And here we go again. There was just a war and town hall meetings over health care. Now the war is over unions. So should the unions be broken? Would you embrace that? Or is union busting the wrong way to go? And the last line of defense for a struggling middle class? Can they afford what would ultimately be a healthy increase in health care premiums and in what their contributions are to the pension? If you look at private sector workers in Wisconsin, do you know they're paying about 25% toward health insurance costs? And they're just struggling to get anything they can to scrimp it away somewhere in an envelope and take it to the bank and see what they can earn on it. I mean, really, there's not a lot of extra money to invest. But at the same time, you look at Wisconsin with the classroom where the teachers and others are now in this position that the state is going to go into financial ruin if something isn't done. So here we go with government, government, government. Isn't the less government a little bit better? Taxpayers should have to bear the burden of what's happening there. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Governor Jerry Brown, Scott Walker, and have a few conversations with him. Not that I'm a big Jerry Brown fan, but that state has been sinking, really just sinking for the past couple of years between real estate prices and certainly what's happened in the job situation, obviously with their budget shortfalls. It's been one of the worst places that you could possibly try to survive in this country, in America, because of the high cost of living to begin with. Every week we have our man from Hollywood on, Stephen Shohead. He was on a previous show, and we went through our Oscar picks, and he talked about, I said, well, is there that buzz in the air? Because usually that's when all the actors come back into town, where the Brits come in, other people in the film industry all gather because they're schmoozing. They're talking about future projects. They're meeting and they're going to the Oscars. It's a big deal. It's a be seen place. It's the once a year thing that you do. So you can hobnob with everybody, if nothing else, and go to the parties and try to get a project. So he said that it was kind of depressing, actually, that it felt like, yes, it's starting to happen and we're getting close to the Oscars. But what you normally would see with the hotels overflowing and all that sort of thing, you didn't really get that feeling. And normally it would be a whole week of celebrating. And there'll be parties, to be sure. And there are a ton of rich people in Hollywood. But maybe even the middle class of Hollywood are kind of missing because of what's happened in the last couple of years in California. So we're broadcasting live in 3 weeks. We're going to do a show out in California. Actually, we may end up having a lot of different people on the show from all walks of life out there. It should be a lot of fun. And I'll give you more details on that as we get closer and closer. You know how we roll here in America tonight, kind of all over the place. We started off, we talked about what was going on in Washington. Lawmakers, of course, the senators and the congresspeople aren't in Washington. They're back home. They're talking to their constituents. They're taking a break. I don't know. They're doing various things. And then they come back next week. They'll be back in D.C., but there certainly is buzz over whether or not the government's going to shut down, what's happening with Libya and the Middle East, and the reaction from the U.S., the pirates in Somalia who killed the four Americans, what's the response there? Not much of a response at this point. I mean, the Navy SEALs responded. They couldn't save the people, but what about some kind of a policy? Like, stop screwing with our folks. Or else, it's time to, like, cut what people call being the nanny state, being the nanny country. I don't know. I think that there has to be a better way to go after these thugs who continuously get away with this. And they're going deeper and further out, too. The Strait of Hormuz isn't the only spot. And closer and closer to Somalia, right off the shores, of course, that's a layup. But we're saying places where you wouldn't normally think that that would happen. They're going beyond the boundaries. Somebody's got to come up with some way to beat them at their own game. I already gave you my 2 cents. You've got to be armed, too bad. And you have to, if I had a tanker, if I was running a company and there was no way around it and we had to cut through there, You've got to hire mercenaries. You just have to do it. You have to have people who know, who are skilled in the art of doing whatever they have to do to keep your ship safe. That's what you have to do. Somebody sent me an email about that. Well, what do you think you need to do? That's what you need to do. Can't just be the captain and the crew anymore. And it can't just be, oh, the captain's a pretty good shot, and we have some weapons that are hidden, and there's one in my boot. Not against these machine guns and the kind of artillery they have. That doesn't work. And we do have a Navy ship, and we do have other ships that have come into the area to be the watchful eye. But 600 yards away, it wasn't enough to save those people. It's been a very, very strange week. And then in New Zealand, I haven't even talked about New Zealand and Christchurch and how awful that is. How many people dead at this point, 76 and counting, because really they think the number's a little bit low. You still have over 230 people missing. And you look at the pictures of New Zealand, and it just it breaks your heart. You hear those people talking, and you think, can you imagine? I mean, that's life, and we know that we all have an expiration date, not to go too deep, but anything can happen in our lives. We're not guaranteed another role, but in a natural disaster, and to just have the day break open that way, I wonder how many people, and it's a beautiful area, I wonder how many people, though, will be driven away from there because of the size of the earthquakes. Now, within a 6 month period, and just say, yeah, maybe it's time to move somewhere else. Maybe we need to go to a place where the ground, we have a chance to survive a little bit more, where the ground isn't quite as shaky, let's say. All right, a couple of people are responding on the emails already and on chat too, as to what you would do with the pirates. And my friend Jack Alexander Down Under, always with a sense of humor, he said on a previous show when we were talking about this, a tour operator needs to run pirate hunting cruises. You know, I laugh at that. I guarantee you could fill a few cruises. And I also got a response from somebody on chat, Spinning Blades. That's a great little nickname, isn't it? We should have AK-47s. I think so. I agree. You've got to be heavily armed. Armed and dangerous, baby. That's the only way. You cannot be cheap about the security of the ship. And one last one. First class passengers get to use their turret-mounted twin miniguns. Oh, the sense of humor. Okay, and here's a couple, too, from the email. Again, I invite you, if you want to vent or you want to throw in your two cents, you don't have to do it over the phone. You can send it to us through the website, americatonight.net. Here's one from Shelley in Indiana. Kate, you would not believe the discussions that are happening in Indiana, very similar to Madison and the explosion in Wisconsin. But I don't want to talk about that. I'm sick of hearing about the unions and what's going to happen with the budgets and all of that sort of stuff. I want to pick off some pirates. I think people that are going to be in those waters, even if they're not allowed to, should be heavily armed. There's no other way around it. If they can't avoid sailing through there, going through there, then they have to be armed. I think they should even have grenades or rocket propeller launchers. I think the pirates, that's the problem. They've got a lot of those kind of weapons. So they do have the machine guns and whatnot, but they have pretty heavy artillery. They're amassing a fortune, a treasure trove, if you will. Like the old pirate books that used to read, but they're not kid books anymore. It's not the Jolly Rancher. It's not that kind of a deal. These are modern-day pirates. So they're doing more than picking your pocket. They're picking people clean, and then they're killing some of the people. Initially, it was all about the ransom and hold them as long as you have to. But now with the deaths of these four Americans and then the gibberish about they were shot upon first and that's the only reason why, yeah, right. No way. It got out of control and then they just decided they were going to shoot the people. They were going to do that. Somebody decided, forget it, this is what we'll do instead. And how much loot have they gotten so far? Millions upon millions. And there are still ships that they're holding. I just don't get it. I don't get it. You might have a better explanation. I've read enough about this, and we've talked to people on the show who have gone through similar things, but not exactly like Somalia. I mean, these guys play rough. Not that the other pirates around the world that might board your ship don't play rough, but they have this down to a science. They do. They're like the drug cartels in Mexico. And then if somebody gets out of hand among their ranks because there's so many of them, they just shoot them. They can just shoot them and toss them overboard anyway, so that's what they would do. All right, in the meantime, let's talk about a couple of other things happening, as I was saying before, in odds and ends. There's so much we didn't even get to, I think, that's worth throwing into the pot. And the eyes of the world are certainly on the Middle East, but it's not just the Middle East. It's not just the Middle East. It's what are the other nations doing to respond to the situation in Libya, just like what happened in Egypt and Tunisia. The one thing that we did get out of the White House, because the president is being careful, kind of dancing around the explosion in not just Libya now. Libya is front and center. They got the front page, if you will. But also Iran and also some other countries that are bound to be grappling with the same thing. Yemen, of course, they're doing it too. And what the president says is the nations have to speak with one voice. I have a feeling that's just not going to work out. How often can you get these nations together and decide, okay, we're going to have one voice? Pretty tough, and I think you're going to get it tough with the differences of opinions on the Middle East. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hope you're having a good week so far. After all, it is hump day, and as we get over the hump, we close out the hump day. Man, we're in the home stretch. So if it's a crappy, sucky week for you, guess what? If you have a traditional work week, you only have a couple of days, and then you're done. But I guarantee most of the people listening to this show do not have a typical work week. You probably don't have much that's typical about you, I'm assuming. That's why I love this crowd. Really. Even the chatters that have now come on board. Occasionally you get your kook. But really good comments. Really smart people. If people always ask me that, oh, you're in that overnight highway, as you say, and you're zigging and zagging all over the place. Well, it must be just purely, completely smashed people that are calling up or sending in emails or all that sort of stuff. And the answer is no. No, 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 no. They're calling during the day. They're trying to prank call Rush Limbaugh and they can't get through because he's not taking that many calls. Okay, so let's shake a few other things loose here in this, in what's left of this hour. This is a great follow-up because I told you about an old friend of mine. It was a Border Patrol agent, and he had left broadcasting and decided he was going to go into the Border Patrol. And at the time when he did it, there was lots of problems, and we've always had huge numbers, especially El Paso and Juarez, all the people crossing over the Rio Grande, and there are numerous spots that aren't as populated where you can get through. And then there's heavy trafficking where you simply don't have the numbers. It's just a game of cat and mouse. Who's going to get caught? Who's going to get sent back? And who's going to try it again? That's pretty much what I saw in all the time that I spent with the Border Patrol. The good news in a horrible, horrible situation after just burying an ICE agent is the fact that they've got somebody in custody. And what Mexico is saying is the cartel member that was picked up, a Zeta, that was picked up for killing Jaime Zapata, says that it was just mistaken identity. But I didn't mean to kill him, of course. I didn't mean to kill him, even though they identified themselves. But it was just purely an accident. The good news, like I said, and it's not really good news, except for that they caught the lowlife. They caught him. And from what I understand, I don't know what's really being reported, but from what I understand from my sources, is pretty much they could match up bullets and whatever from this guy, and so they have him cold. It's not just a setup. It's not just somebody that was trotted out there. Okay, we gotta shut this down. Let's, you know, pick someone up and just pin it on them. Just anyone, whoever. I think the one thing that now has to, I even wrote a blog on this, has to happen, is talking about people being armed when they're going by the Somalia coast or anywhere near Somalia, or for that matter, Madagascar and anywhere in the neighboring spots. Talking about having armed mercenaries, any kinds of guards or whatever, to protect the people and the cargo. I think the people that are agents from the U.S. that are in Mexico have to have a gun. I mean, are you kidding me? Not to have a gun? They're weighing the issue as to whether or not to allow agents to pack heat. After what happened to the two agents, I don't even think it's a question. Bada bing, bada boom. Have the vote. I raise my hand. Come on. They haven't been allowed to carry weapons, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, since 1990, the end of the big hair era in this country. Okay, so now we all have thinning hair and tattoos, and we look a lot different, but we got to be armed. We got to be armed. I cannot believe, especially with how many people have turned up dead in the last 5-6 years, just assuming, oh, you identify yourself as a diplomat, it's hands off. No. And I'll tell you what, I just do not like that cockroach Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico. I think that he says one thing and he's doing another. He's like the mask. One side of the face is going this way, one the other way. He's got a country, yes, we border basically a third world country, where you want to see what it looks like when you have massive disparity, the rich, 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 and the poor, 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 and really not so much in between, and not caring about so much in between, creates part of what's now happened in Mexico with the drug trade and everything else and the massive corruption. So I think it's not only essential, I think it's just completely asinine that they are not armed. It's been too long. And, of course, Pete King is all over this saying that, you know, we have to conduct a comprehensive threat assessment to protect government personnel. Screw that. Get some hard numbers. You've got to have them. It can't take that long to come up with an assessment. If they paid me for 2 weeks, I'll find your assessment for you. I'll come up with the numbers. I'll do the research. It can't take that long. This can't drag out in committee. make the stand, take the vote, and if you have the votes, do it. And there are others jumping on this bandwagon. They're gonna have a hearing next month to look into Mexico, the U.S.'s position in Mexico's war on the drug cartels. And the Mexican government not allowing our guys to carry weapons into Mexico is wrong. Hey, you want our help? You want our millions? And we want to work together because it's beneficial to both of us, because, hey, there is trade. People forget this. There is legal tender, while we still have it, that goes back and forth between Mexico and the United States. But I think they got to lean on Calderon big time. If he doesn't like it, tough tiddlywinks. Because at some point, we have to stop enabling Mexico and take a much harder stand. So Janet Napolitano, for lack of her replacement, because, boy, I would love to see her run for another office so somebody else could jump into that spot, but then who would that be? But anyway, Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, and Eric Holder, our Attorney General, went to Zapata's funeral in Brownsville, Texas, and they said they're going to, and we played a lot of that, they said they were going to help, continue to help Mexico in the war on drug cartels. Great, keep helping them. But they want our money, they want our help. We got to have these people armed. Got to have them armed. There's no question. You cannot allow the DEA, the ATF, to come up with any alphabet soup, any group you want. The CPB, for goodness sake, to dance along the border and not have any weapon for the possible violence that they might encounter. I mean, that's a game changer what happened. That's a flat-out game changer. You cannot assume. What they say about assumptions, and the assumptions were so dead wrong. Surprising that it hasn't happened before. Luckily, I mean, it has happened before. It happened in the 80s, if you remember. Remember Kiki, who was gunned down. But I'm surprised since then it hasn't happened more. And sadly, this guy's number was up, and, you know, they nailed him. And what do you tell the family? Geez, you know, he's a great agent. He's doing what he wanted to do since he was a kid. That's not cutting it, because I would have rather seen him be armed and have a chance to do something. All right, do something to fight back. By the way, New Zealand quake, the death toll sadly is up, as we suspected, almost at 100, and still missing at least 200 or more that they're trying to find. Let's hope that they come up somewhere and not in a body bag. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Scuttle them over to me at americatonight.net.